Okay, so we just barely starting the Hakdama of the Sugya, and we have really one question. This entire Sugya focuses on one basic question. What are the parameters, what are the limitations of the Chiddush HaTorah of Asa HaKasa Kilo HaBishisa? The Torah is definitely telling us something startling about Vayirovei Motzei, something that we wouldn't have figured out on our own. Our initial reaction would have been that you could never violate Vayirovei Motzei because it's not really yours anyway, whatever that ain't not any yours means. But comes a Kiddush Baruch Hu, v'chvayd v'yatzmo, and says to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a cute long disguise, it's nice, all the fancy ties and k'tzayim, they're all cute, but tachlis is an issur by Rabbi Motzei. So son of Kasagil and Bishusay. The question becomes, how far does that cloud go? Does that din derais, that chidish derais, of Asar HaKasim HaMashusai, does that only apply when the chisaron was because it was chametz, Yisra Nofin chametz? What if it happens to also qualify for another reason, Seder B'Shusai? For, as we rattled off yesterday, half a dozen other reasons. It's a Dover Gozel, it's a Dover Shalaveda, it's a Yisra Nofin, it's a Kiliya Kerem, it's Chomash Shalaveda. Whatever you think Eidah B'Shusso means, if I tackle on another degree of Eidah B'Shusso, is that also covered by the Chiddush HaTorah? Or, so to speak, Eidah B'Shusso Chiddush HaTorah? No, if I can somehow weasel out of by Rabbi Motzei and by invoking another Eidah B'Shusso, I will tackle be exempt by Rabbi Motzei. So Rabbi say, we spoke about this already, we alluded to this way, way back, and we've mentioned it probably about 100 times in passing. Going back literally to the beginning. I mean, Baruch Hashem, you know, that's a good thing or not a good thing. We've only learned six plot, but Baruch Hashem, I think we've seen many, many, many. So we start to add up all the sugis that we've seen. I think the tally's up to significantly more than six plot, I hope. But since we have only learned six plot, we have a reference point, still in the back of our minds, that famous, famous lines. So if I were to ask you, Rabbi Perlman asked you what your favorite memories were from. I asked you, what do you think is the most popular line in the first 10 blot of Maseches Pesachim? Well, how about those Family Feud? Okay, our survey said, what do you think is the most popular line? Each Pesach has its kind of its catchphrase. What do you think that line is?
Ito Baal Masagi.
Yeah, for sure, like, hands down. But there is a bit of Baal Masagi. I mean, you can't get more Pesachim first part than that line. Okay, but there is a bit of Baal Masagi. We're just going to chaz it quickly, really, really quickly. Machlekes Rashi and Taisus, what that means. Rashi says it means Tashbis, it's Chiddush HaTorah. Taisus says it means Hefka, okay, we're done. We read the Chazar. Famous Kasha, why does Rashi have to go down the route of Gzeres HaKosov? What's wrong with Taisus? Taisus is so much easier. According to Rashi, why the need for Gzeres HaKosov, Tashbisu, Tevatlon? Typically, I'll Hefka. So it would appear that Rashi holds that hefker somehow doesn't solve the problem. The fact that the chometz is hefker, that in and of itself is not a meineya, that in and of itself is not a mafki, is not a plate for by Rabbi Motzei. The only way to get out of by Rabbi Motzei is to call it a fulfillment of tashbisu. Versteitzach once a miyotze tashbisu, and versteitzach that by Rabbi Motzei. Tashbisu is the way to avoid by Rabbi Motzei. So Rashi has to bend over backwards, dig up a tagam unkulos, a hoshtik of Torah, ezesh basal of Torah, as the Rambam says. This is bittul. Lulei the Chiddush HaTorah, lulei that word of Tashbisu, Hefke would not have been a solution to the problem. Favosnit, it's not yours. Shochaita raya. So, as you saw resurfacing of the Maamar Kamos for the 10th time, was the Ktzos. The Ktzos tells us that the reason why Rashi thinks that just to knock off Chomesh Shel Hefker, hiding behind Shelcha, is because Rashi's unique understanding of Hefker, not unique that he's the only one who says it, but it's basically following the footsteps of who? The Rambam. I mean, he preceded the Rambam, but it's the same idea as the Rambam, that Chometz, that Hefker really truly belongs to you. In Dina Mominus, you are the Bailam. Eloa, there's an Isser Chazorah. You're not allowed to back out from the Hefker doing so as a violation of our Rav. You might say, oh, Chagadja. It's not the same as Yush. Yush is not even that, as we spoke about yesterday, possibly. But Hefker is yours in the Dimominus. It's Shalai. Of it is in the Sechazorah. So if that would have been the definition of Hefker, I would have said Dayen, I would have said beautiful. That really, really explains Rashi well. Because unlike Taisvis, Rashi holds you can't hide behind Shalchai Tarot al Rosh al Chayrim, this is a Chayrim. This is a Chayrim, it's Mamash Shalim. So if Rashi would have just said that Hefker is Mamash a 1,000,000% yours in Chayshim Mishpat, I thought I would understand why Chamash al Hefker is not a pointer. And I know why you need Teshbisu. But you can't stop there. What were the two Gemaras? Who remembers? Taisvis, two Gemaras that prevent us from stopping right then and there. You can't just hide behind that Hagdar and say, Hefker is totally, completely irrelevant to Dina Mamonis. Why? Which two Gemaras?
He says.
What?
He says.
I didn't even say that.
Gemara and Croesus.
Gemara and Croesus. No. That was yesterday. It was yesterday. Any two Gemaras that indicate to us that a Dovish of Hefker is not quite 1,000,000,000% he was in Chayshim Mishpat. Shvisas Kalim, the Gemara in Shabbos in the first parak, it says that according to Bishamai, once you mafke the Kalim, there's no more Issus Shvisas Kalim, it's not yours. And what was the other Gemara? Tittis, the Gemara in the end of Masechet Shabbos, so by about 115 blot apart from one another, the Ketzos had both Gemaras in his back pocket. The Ketzos not only had Babakam, Babatim, Babasra, Ksubis, and Yavam, Masechet, and Kedushin in his back pocket, but even had Krisis and Shabbos in his back pocket as well. So in one fell swoop, the Ketzai said, wait a second, I got two Gemaras, 115 blot apart from one another, which are both saying the same Yisoid. The Yisoid is that a Dabash al Hefker does not meet the criteria of religious ownership. Whenever the Halacha requires ownership for some religious ritualistic purpose, a Dabash al Hefker doesn't meet the mark. Haraya, there's no Shitzis Kalim on it. Haraya, there's no Chiv Tzitzis on it. So wait a second. If you're going to tell me that a Dabash al Hefker doesn't impact Cheshimishma Pechlau? Zero, zippo. No implications for Cheshimishma. So why isn't it called Ksufcha? Why isn't it called Bekli? So Ketzos backpedaled a little bit and revamped and reformulated. Comes to Ketzos and says, before I started to write Mishtabel Torah, he didn't say this one time, you would have thought Hefker's totally not yours. It's a totally complete transformation of the Nimamnus to the point it's as if you sold it, so as if you gave it as a matana to somebody else. That's what I would have thought Hefker was. Comes the Rambam at the other extreme and says, no, it's not, because the Rambam invokes the Parsha Bal Yachil, Hefker El Kenander, teaching us that nothing happened in the Nimamnus. So wait a second. I started out by thinking that everything happened in Dina Mamonis. It was a total, complete transfer of ownership. Then I have another halacha that tells me that it's not a change of ownership at all. But now I've got these two Gemaras in Shabbos that are bringing me back to where I was before. Now, wait a second, it is a change of ownership. So where do you end up? I have two extremes. I have Lashenis of Rambam Zerachus Nedarim. I have Gemaras of Masechet Shabbos. So the Rambam, Kedarkei B'Kodesh, always ends up where? Shvil Hazov. Golden path, golden means. The Rambam ends up in the middle, and Zaktik Tzayish Rashi ends up in the middle. Namely, there is an in-between stage in Dinei Mamonos and Chayshim Mishpat that one can own something but not quite own it either. What is that category called? Dosa Shalovi and Abishusai. That is Shalovi and Abishusai. When you have a Shalovi and Abishusai, it's Shaloi. I can't say it's not. But your Eina B'Shuso, the fact that it's Eina B'Shuso impacts on your bailus. It detracts from your bailus. And that's the nature of the din that you can't be makdish. And that's the nature of the din you can't be makdish. And that's the nature of the din you can't be mechir. And that's the nature that you can't be nice to be matana. Because your bailus is not complete. So, what is it? It's somewhere in the middle. It is this newfangled concept. Rabbi Yechon is mechadish to us. The Torah Kadesh creates this model called Shalavi and Abishusai, of in a sense some kind of a quasi partial ownership. Shalavi and Abishusai. Says the Ketzos, whenever for ritualistic reasons you require ownership, this just doesn't meet the mark because it's not really completely yours. So if it's sitzes, don't be chayv and sitzes, it's got to be ksuscha. This is not really ksuscha. Ayat shaloi, you're right. But the deficiency of Eina B'Shuso is a payim in a bailus. I didn't say it's a mafkia lagamrin bas, it's a plagim in bailus. It impacts, it detracts from my bailus. And that status, the araisa of detracted, weakened, chipped away bailus, does not meet the standards when there's a ritualistic requirement of ownership. And therefore, she says, Kelim am narchayev, therefore tzitzit am narchayev. That's the tzitzit of what Simon is, everybody say? This is the tzitzit of Simon Reish Angim. Everyone saw this tzitzit 100 times over? Right? What's this tzitzit here? Did I put it on the Marmar Kemis? What? Other side? 1 second. No, it's over here. That's on the second Marmar Kemis. Number two, right, number two. Okay? Just as an aside, I don't want to get anyone thrown off or anything. This ketzos that we just presented, just as a reminder, the ketzos is your sod of Simen Reish Ayin Gimel is, if you had to give a tamtas advarm of Reish Ayin Gimel, it is this chiddush gadol of ketzos that twilight zone of Shalovian and Bishuso does not suffice for ownership for mitzvahs. Right? That's what he says. That's the whole thrust of the Shulchan Torah. This is, of course, in direct contrast to which ketzos, just a reminder to everybody, the one in Tavah, right? Which is yesterday's ketzos in effect. With there, 180, 150 simanim later, the ketzos invokes the exact same imagery of Enu B'Shusai. He says, and that's the reason why the Ritva said you would have been yoited alaminim, if not for the fact that's kesebech teshura. And that's what I'm still waiting, and I'm still waiting, I'm still waiting. Who am I waiting for? What? Our Sternberg's grandson. Come back and tell me what the answer is. I left him at a chasana 3 years ago. He told me Shtikot Torah. I bought it. I sat down, and then I realized I can't buy it. By the time I realized I can't buy it, he had left. Then COVID came. I haven't seen him in a year and a half. He usually comes to Tinek. Every few months he comes to Tinek. So that's Shem. COVID will end. We'll come back to Tinek. So... But this is the burning kasha. I still don't know the answer to this kasha. I've been sitting around with this kasha for years already. I don't know the answer to this kasha. I wasn't the first one to think of this kasha. I think we're Ravitzel thought of this kasha. Pre-Yitzel, I think this kasha appears. But for our purposes, we're going to forget Tafaf. Not really forget it, but we're going to learn Reish Ayin Gimel right now. So the ketzos just is going back and forth with us, playing with us a little bit about what is hefker. Is it yours? Is it not yours? Is it yours? Is it not yours? So when all the dust settles, he comes to this conclusion that hefker is shalovi to mishuso. Whenever the halacha requires bailos for ritual religious reasons, it falls short. And now the ketzos attacks the chametz as part of the sin. The ketzos says, because of my shtichul Torah, because of the Rambam, that Hefker really is ultimately yours. And that explains why Rashi refused to go down the route of Hefker to be a pait effort by Ravi Motze. And therefore Rashi needed to fall back on exercise because of Bittul Tashbisu. Hefker just, unlike Taisa, would not have done the trick. What's the Taisa next Kasha? What's the Taisa Kasha on himself now? You have to remember the flow of the Taisa. If you remember this Taisa, if you could walk away at the end of the year, you knew a Taisa Resha, Gibbo Resha, says Tazvav. What's his Kasha, you know? What's his next line of thought? So wait a second. So then we're back to square one. His whole thrust, the whole reason why the Taisa was trying to explain Rashi is why Hefke was not a Pota from Rabbi Matzei. Once you tell me that Hefker is a Shalovian of Ishuso, and once you are forced by the Tukumaras and Shabbos, by Tzitzit Shvisas Kalim, to conclude that an Eid of Ishuso is a Chisar, and is a deficiency in Bailos, and for religious reasons doesn't qualify as yours, so then he accomplished nothing when it comes to Chometz. He solved nothing for Rashi and Datal. So back to square one. What's wrong with Hefker? What did Rashi simply say? Did the worst because of Hefker. Because Hefker's Enu B'Shuso anyway. Enu B'Shuso was the point there, right? It's not yours. If it's a deficiency of Bailos vis-a-vis Shrisas Kalim, and a deficiency of Bailos vis-a-vis Tzitzis, so why isn't it a deficiency of Bailos? The Gabi by Rabbi Motzi. What's the Ketzos' answer? But I say, punchline, what? Asana Koski the B'Shuso. By Chometz, Chametz is the exception to that rule. Normally, the din is that whatever something is there b'shuzo, it's enough with deficiency in bilas, and whenever the Allah requires lachem for religious reasons, it doesn't suffice. Chametz is the yaitzim in a klal, because chametz is a son of kaskel b'shuzo. Rabbi Isai, the ktzos has to stand on our topic. Because the Ktzos just invoked a Sada Kasa Yubishuso, even though the deficiency of Bishuso is a totally tangential deficiency. The Chomet Shel Hefker is Eina Bishuso, not just because it's Chomet Asabana, but it's Eina Bishuso because Hefker Gufa creates the status of Eina Bishuso. And the Ktzos had no qualm saying that the Chiddush HaTeir of a Sada Kasa Yubishuso covers all Eina Bishuso. It covers all the deficiencies of Edibishiso, even a tangential one. So the Ktzos, Baruch Hashem, it took us 15 minutes, and we chazed the Ktzos, we chazed the Rashi, and Rambam, and Ktzos, it's good chazar for us. But we invoke this Ktzos now for our purposes in this sugya. So we spoke about this Ktzos about 30 other times. This is important for us because the Ktzos is the first one on the page to actually take a stand on our Shaila, that a Sada Chazaka B'Shuso covers all kinds of Eina B'Shusos, even those which are not rooted in Chometz proper. Yom Tzar Asher.
Is it possible maybe to distinguish between a case of Chometz Shel Hefker versus like other, meaning because this is still at least a Chometz Isser, as opposed to let's say if it was Kelei HaKerem, which is completely unrelated. Meaning is
what
this,
is Hefker? Hefker is not, what does Hefker do with anything? Hefker is Eina B'Shuso because Hefker is Eina B'Shuso because there's an Isser Lachsa Medibure. That's not a Chometz thing. That's a Ba'yachal. Ba'yachal din. Okay? The question is, does anyone disagree with this? Ktos. Well, we have a possible Rishon who may disagree with this Ktos. Maybe Tosfos. Because let's not forget, the Baal HaTosfos back at Daled Amud Beis had no qualms invoking Shechoyet HaRavot Torah Shalachayim to cover Chomet Shel Hefker. And Tosfos said that actually is what Bittul Chomet is all about. Tosfos bid the Reis Bittul Yabasagi is Hefker. So Tosfos clearly holds, if you have Chomet Shel Hefker in your Rishutz, you are not over by Rav Yemotzeh. Now, does that necessarily mean that Tosfos disagrees with the Ktzos? It could be one of two things. It could mean that Tosfos disagrees with who? With the whole Rambam's theory about Hefker. It could be that Tosfos holds that Hefker is mamish not yours, the gamri not yours, zero, gorgeous, nothing. Or it could be that Tosfos holds that Rashi and Rama kind of right, that it's Shalov Yad B'Shuso, but even Shalov Yad B'Shuso is a plaintiff from Bayer Rav Emotzei. I saw the Chazak B'Shuso. No, that's Chometz saw the Chazak B'Shuso. But if it's Eina B'Shuso for other tangential reasons, so that was never included in the parasha of saw the Chazak B'Shuso. So from Tosfos, you really can't tell. We're not going to be able to be medak anything from Tosfos. We don't know why Tosfos disagrees with this. So you have to begin to look at another Rishonim, and we bump into a Ramban. Anyone get a chance to read the Ramban? Third Mamakamis? You guys get thought a little bit of the Ramban? It's a fascinating Ramban. We spoke about this Ramban already in different contexts. You need a little bit of a background to understand this Ramban. The Mishnah of Kav Ches, Amin Aleph, talks about the Isser of Chomet Sh'Avel of Pesach. And the Gemara is quick to point out that the Isser of Chomet Sh'Avel of Pesach is radically different depending on whether you follow Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda has a very, very strict version of Chomet Shel Pesach. It's basically an Issur D'oraisa. And it's defined by any Chomet that existed in the world during the holiday of Pesach is Asa B'Anol Liyom Vod. Completely irrelevant to all these Chomet. Completely irrelevant when an annual violation by Rabbi Matzah occurred. Jew, Goy, Chomet that physically existed in this world is Asa B'Anol Liyom Vod. It should be intuitively obvious that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be ludicrous to discuss the institution of Mechiras Chametz, because Mechiras Chametz would be really cheap to get out of by Rabbi Matzah, only that the minute you have to pay Chazov, you take all the Chametz and throw it down the drain, because it's also not, even though it was Mr. Brown's. That's Rabbi Yehuda's version of Chomet Shel Pesach, based on Pasuk, it's a deraisa, finish, no answers and buts. And Rabbi Shimon has a much, much different, a significantly more lenient approach to Chomet Shel Pesach. Rabbi Shimon says it doesn't even exist in a Torah altogether. There's no such thing. Pesach is over, Chomet is mutter. The Chumash, that which we are familiar with Chumash Pesach in the world of Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara explains, is the Din Midr Rabban as a knas, as a penalty Chazal instituted for the person who violated by Rabbi Matzah. Because you violated by Rabbi Matzah, we'll get a consummate, we'll make a knas, we're going to penalize you. According to the overwhelming majority that we've shown him, we're going to extend that knas to other people as well. So one could, sometimes when you have a penalty, sometimes the penalty is only for the violator himself, and sometimes it extends to everybody. That's nuances and different knasses of Chazal. So this particular knas, according to Ruba the Rishon, we pass it unequivocally in Shulchan Aruch, applies to everybody under the sun. There's one day in Rishon that says the knas only applies to the Baal of Eir himself, but that is not accepted halacha. Doesn't make it into Shulchan Aruch. So whenever we who pass the Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara says that normally Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, you follow Rabbi Yehuda. One of the Klali of Sak and fourth pair of Eir of Inez is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Lach, Rabbi Yehuda. But those klali psak can be can be trumped by specific psakim of Amaroim. I mean, here the Gemara passes the Vesh Amarava. We pass it like Rabbi Shimon. So fine. So we look at Chumash Rabbi Pesach through a very derabbanandika lens, through a knastika lens, a very, very different than Rabbi Yehuda proper. And the Gemara is very clear that that is the reason why Chumash Shal Akum, there's no Chumash Rabbi Pesach on, because nobody violated by Rabbi Matzli. That's exactly what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah of Chesed Manal says, Chamosh Yisrael Shalom Pesach Aser Bano, Chamosh Akum Shalom Pesach Mutar Bano. So the Gemara says that Mishnah only makes sense according to Rabbi Shimon. That Mishnah does not make any sense according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't matter, Jew, Goy, all the Chametz is Aser. So we pass like this Mishnah, Stam Mishnah, that only Chamosh Yisrael, because there was a flagrant violation by Rabbi Matzah. So the Ramban raises a very, very lumdish Chakira within this Kanas the Rabban. This is a critical yisoid that appears very, very often. It's a yisoid in life, in learning for sure. You have a background for something, a reason for something. It's a very, very specific reason for something. And as such, we have to make a certain rule, a certain law. Whether it's a din derabanan, a knas derabanan, a gzer derabanan, or halav law, a secular law, there's a certain concern. We're worried about something, so we have to respond. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that he's part of the Shlomo Shel Malchus, Shumol Meira, Ishus Rechaim Belavi. If not for the existence of Malchus, not for the existence of government, not for the existence of laws, we share anarchy, animal farm, people would eat each other alive, which is exactly what happens, but people don't keep the law, so everyone's a total hefkevel, everyone does whatever they want, so people end up getting killed, people get dying, because nobody listens. So each is rechaim below. So sometimes you have a situation where there's a background that's forcing us to create a certain statement, a certain law, a certain class, and the rabbanim say whatever it is. But now, when it comes to the formulation of the law, to the legislation itself, sometimes the legislation follows the reasoning exactly to the T, and sometimes, almost the background was important, but now when it comes to the way the particular law is worded and formulated, it took the background into consideration. But at the end of the day, the law almost stands on its own 2 feet. Now, this is related almost like to see a little bit of the plugs. You know, how much do we say that when we look at a given din derabanan, do we say that we really, really have to look at the reason, and if the reason doesn't apply, then doesn't apply? How much do you say that the reason kind of got us going, but at the end of the day, there was a formal legislation not to do such and such a thing, and the original background wasn't as significant. This is something that appears by many, many Din Rabban. I'm sure Mr. Alter, Lahavdol, have this in law all the time, right?
Okay. It certainly does.
Okay, there you have it. Okay. So, this is a good example. This is a real perfect example of this that the Rabban actually uses here. There is no question, according to the view of Rabbi Shimon, which we paskin, why Chazal asked at Chomash Lokas. There is no question about it. As it can ask the penalty for the person who violated by Rabbi Matzah. And therefore, the Mishnah relates to us the following formulation. Chomet shel Yisrael, Aser Bano. Chomet shel Akum, Eino Aser Bano. The question is, how much does that formulation, how much does that legislation reflect the reason in the following sense? You could have a situation where it's technically chometz shel Yisrael. This chometz really belongs to a Jew. But you know what? This Jew did not violate by Rabbi Motzi. How did it happen? I got a little lot of psacha to figure that out. But tachlis, it's chometz shel Yisrael without an actual violation by Rabbi Motzi. So now it becomes critical to know how sticky we are for the details. If we view the Isser of Chometz Shel Pesach totally through the eyes of it's a kenasu by Rabbi Motzi, you were Iver, your chometz is also, thank you. You have a good excuse why you weren't Iver, we'll listen to your alumnus, you duck up a shtickle Torah why you're not Iver, I get Jewish on chometz, good. No, but no kenas. You're Iver, kenas. Nisht Iver, no kenas. That's kind of like one way of approaching Chometz Shel Pesach. Or we could take a different approach. Different approach is, Chazal didn't have the time and the patience, not literally, to sit down and analyze every single case under the sun. That doesn't work that way. Here's the rule. Jewish on Chometz is Chometz Shel Pesach. It could be that 1 in 1,000 cases may, it's possible that you personally were not over by rights. It's very possible, and you may be right. And it could be there's absolutely no real reason to make a gezeirah against you. It's possible. But you can't have gezeirahs like that. You can't have knas like that. But every case we have to sit around and analyze and dray ahead. And it just doesn't work that way. So here are the rules. Here's the name of the game. Here's the rule. Chometz shel Yisrael, osavano. Chometz shel Akum, in osavano. I'll give you an example. A little bit in Yad Yama. Okay? Following up with the president's words. A little in Yad Yama. Okay, a little lighter end. If we can make light, we can't really make light, but a lighter end. So I remember in the summertime when things were fairly quiet. So we went away with the family for a couple of days. I remember in the cold. Remember we took a couple of days off the cold. Okay, so went away for a couple of days to up to New Hampshire, one of the few states that was still in the good zone, in the green zone at the time. So we went there, and we picked this particular place because there was a minyan right nearby. And we were assured that the minyan was safe, and there were masks were required, and social distance. And it was a kedasa chadin, and it was advertised on the website. It was 100%, nothing to worry about. We were all excited. Okay, apparently some people don't know how to read signs or read websites. So we arrived at this particular minyan. And I would say myself, one of my sons was with me on this trip, one of my sons, one of the Baal Batim from my shul, and I'd say maybe another 3-4 people out of the 300 people at the minyan knew how to read the sign. Okay? So I remember the Gabi at the minyan got up, being a minyan, and he got up with the following announcement. He said, he pointed to the sign. He said, the sign says everyone has to wear a mask. He said, there are goyim, floating around here who work in this place who know how to read the sign. He said, so the sign says you have to wear a mask. He said, I remember his lashon. He was like a Hamish guy, like right out of Brooklyn. He's a great guy, a nice guy. He was wearing a mask. It's Gabbai. Remember he said, I don't care, he said, it was his lashon. I don't care whether your uncle has antibodies or not. I don't care whether your third cousin had COVID last week. I don't care. He said, it says on the sign, every single person in this room has to wear a mask. That was his lashon. I can tell how many people put on a mask after that. Somewhere between 0 and 0. But anyway, but I remember his lashon. His lashon was a very stark word. That's what Ramban says. He says that, you're right. In Ochinami, it's very possible. This is not a medical statement. It's very possible that there may be sometimes a situation where a particular gezeira doesn't apply to you. It's possible. But if one of the many lessons we've learned in the last year is that you can't run society that way. So society has to work with certain frameworks. That's just the way of the world. Okay, that's just the way things are. Okay, we can't have people coming at red lights and saying, "Well, I don't see any cars in each direction, so therefore I can go through the red light." It doesn't work that way. All right, it's just history has taught us time and time again that that's how people get killed. So the bottom line is that Havlof of Dolos, the Rabban says, It's true that the original reason for Chametz Shalat Pesach was because of a very real concern of a kenas. But the formulation was, it's Chametz Shalat Yisrael. Well, the mice, it's Chametz Shalat Yisrael. Says the Ramban, you ever buy Rav Ratzini. And I'm going to prove it to you, says the Ramban. That's how the Ramban thinks. That's his theory. He's going to prove it to you. There's a mission in the end of Baba Kama, the end of the ninth paragraph of Baba Kama. Hagazel Chametz, I think we spoke about this also. Hagazel Chametz over Pesach, Omalawa. Harish Chol Fanach, remember that? I steal Chametz from you, then I pass it off on you after Pesach. No pun intended on that one. I hand you back your frozen pizza. That's yours. Harish Chol Fanach, the guy's screaming, what do you mean? It's all Sabana. Sorry. Harish Chol Fanach, Harish Chol Fanach, Harish remember that sugya? Mishnah, Fesh, Mishnah. Says Ramban, it is obvious from the Mishnah that Chametz just became al sabana. If it's not, then what do you mean the Harish Chol Fanach? I just gave him back a good slice of pizza. So obviously the Mishnah lists that as one of the Harish Chol Fanach. It means this Chametz is worthless right now. So this Chametz has now been labeled to be Chametz she'over alav Pesach. Who is over by Rabbi Matzah? Anybody? There are two possible people who could have been over by Rabbi Matzah. Who are they?
The Goslem of the Nigzel, right?
Who was over by Rabbi Matzah? Who could tell me? Was the Goslem? Who remembers? Is the Goslem over by Rabbi Matzah? He's Chaya Bila?
The other one is Eino Shem Rishus.
Goslem, I want the Goslem first. Is the Goslem over? Is Chaya Bechrayas? Doesn't Taizim Sardar Chavtas say that a Gazan is over because he's Chaya Bechrayas? Who disagreed with that Taizim, by the way? First semester guys. The one? Who remembers? He had a good name. He came from a town in Spain. The Ram Misar
Sarcasta.
There you go, the Rami Sarcasta. No, remember this? Did we talk about this? No? We didn't talk to Rami Sarcasta? Come on, we definitely did. And the sugya of Shomrim, the sugya of Chomich Kibbutz Mechrayas.
Back in the
Shetan Shetan Kubensis, right? Rami Sarcasta. So there's a big machlaikas we showed about the Atesis from France and the Rami Sarcasta in Spain. Is the Gazan over or not? Says the Ramban, I couldn't care less whether the Gazan's over. You know why? He's not the trigger for the Kanas of Aramate, because it wasn't even really his Chomich. So when we're paskening up Chomish over Pesach, we're looking at the real owner, not the Goslem, the owner. So let's look at the Nigzel. Says the Ramban, is the Nigzel over by Rabbi Matzah? Answer that question. Is the Nigzel over by Rabbi Matzah? Says the Ramban, emphatically no. He's not over by Rabbi Matzah. Absolutely. The Shum part of Eifet is Nisht over by Rabbi Matzah, says the Ramban. The Afapichain, what does the Mishnah say? Which means that the Chametz was nitpas with the Nisra, no. So the Chametz is also by no. Wait a second. The Chametz is also by no, and nobody violated by Rabbi Matzah? What do you see from here, says the Ramban? You know what's the Raya from Ramban? That in order to be Chametz of a Pesach, what do you not need? A flagrant act of violation by Rabbi Matzah. All you have to be is called what? Chametz Shalat? Chomet Yisrael. At the end of the day, it's Chomet Yisrael, it's my Chomet. The fact that I'm not over by Rabbi Matzah is Lamal of Lamay, the guy with the Kenas. So even though the Gemara in Pesach HaChavtah says, why did Chazal institute the Kenas because of the violation by Rabbi Matzah, that was the background. That's the reason. The Kenas applies whether you have antibodies or don't have antibodies. The Kenas applies Yen, Shmen, and Pet, and Pesh, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, the Kenas applies because you're Jewish and you have Chomets. It's Chomet Shal Yisrael, it's also Bano. The background is completely irrelevant. That's the Ramban's Raya Brewer. He raised this Shah, he raised this Chakira. Again, those who read the whole Ramban through, everyone saw this in the Ramban? Anyone see this in the Ramban? Anyone see what I'm saying? I'm talking about the Ramban. It says, Ashtay the Ramban Beferish. Go back and read the Ramban again tomorrow. So the Ramban says Beferish, that's called Chomet Shal Yisrael. Abazor, it's called Chomet Shal Yisrael. There's a Kanas, the Ramban finished. So there's one missing link to this Ramban, Rabbi Say. What's the missing piece of the Ramban? The Ramban was making tremendous assumptions. Holo chacha, that all you need is Chomet Shal Yisrael without an Issa by Rabbi Matzah. See what that line was? What was that line, Ramban? Here, it's the end of the paragraph number 3. Third line from the bottom. The Bible didn't violate by Rav Matzah. Maybe it's the Gazlins by Rav Matzah that's causing tzoras, namely like Tysus. The Ramban is assuming Tysus ran against the Rav Sarkasta, but the Ramban says that can help me. The knas is going to depend on the bialim. The hem level of klum. El shbamin as the knas that bebishay bebemeid the army rotsim bein level. The knas doesn't depend on the flagrant violation of Rambam. Chomash Yisrael is Chomash Yisrael. What's the missing piece in the Ramban, Rabbi Yisrael? What was the assumption of the Ramban? His whole riot is hinging on one piece of information. What is that?
He doesn't care about the Gazlan's possession.
No, that's for sure. That's for sure. What else? Who says the nigzal is not over by Rambam? Who said the nixel that Rabbi Rav Matzah? Maybe, again, I'm not mad at the nixel. The chametz was stolen from him. It's kind of hard for him to do something about it. Who said it was not Rabbi Rav Matzah? We're getting there. So what do you think about this? Who told the Rabban, what made him so sure, so certain that the nixel is not Rabbi Rav Matzah? So who has an idea? It's relevant for our sugya. Maybe it should love in a mishuzah. Wait, you're ready to be done, right? Maybe the Ramban's eye is on the Gemara Merubah. That Gazela is the prototype of in a mishuzah. Kidding more in a mishuzah than that. That was the whole Ramban's theory in Mohammed. That's kidding Gazela, right? So Gazela is the ultimate, no matter what you think about other things, Gazela is the only case that Gemara says Pemoli isn't an Ibishusa. So maybe the Ramban understood that the reason why you're not over by Rabbi Matzah is because it's Shaloi the Ibishusa. Maybe that's the in behind the scenes of the Ramban. If that's the behind the scenes of the Ramban, who is the Ramban now taking an issue with, Rabbi Say? With the Ktzos. Because whereas the Ktzos was so sure that Asar Nekoski Nebishuso applies even to other deficiencies of Nebishuso, could the Ramban have been disagreeing? The Ramban never explains to you why you are an Iver. He doesn't say why. He just says, yeah, of course, everyone knows that. Every Tom Tekadari knows the Nigzal is not either. For Vostad, why isn't the Nigzal either? So maybe the Ramban had in the back of his mind, well, it's kind of like Rabbi Yechanan's in Yechla Hakdish. And that would be enough to get you out of by Rav Matzah. It's a sort of kosov. No, that's when it's chametz tekeisa, not when it's some tangential inhibitions. If that is what the Ramban is saying, so then the Ramban would be opposing this case. I don't believe the Ramban is saying this. I don't think the Ramban has to say this. The Ramban may have something totally else up his sleeve. Rabban may have a totally different reason why not over by Rav Matzah. Who said before the what? The Mechilta. Who, which great Rishon discovered that Mechilta? None other than Rabban. The Rabban is Chedushim and Shas, and Pesachim had it, the Rabban of the Torah had it. According to the Rabban, the Mechilta says, if this chametz of yours in somebody else's house, I didn't say Eino B'shuso like Rabbi Yechon is Eino B'shuso. It's geographically, quote unquote, Eino B'shuso. It's not in your local, it's not in your boundaries. It's in somebody else's house. According to Shagasai, it's in the street. Remember the Ramban? Different categories. It has to be chometz, it has to be your chometz, it has to be in your property. Remember that Ramban? So when the chometz is stolen, it's not in your house. So maybe that's why it was pshit the letter Ramban, the Yenad of Rabbi Ratzin. Like, what Eino B'shuso, Rabbi Yechon and Zero? This is not choice. This is the rule. Learn the wrong sugya. Maybe the reason why it's a Muslim pshit that you're not owned by Rabbi Matzah is because it's not in your bias. It's not in your rishus. It's somebody else's rishus. I'll tell you a secret. Even though there were great rishonim who argued with the Ramban Lamaisa, the Ramban had this grandiose theory. Remember the Ramban's great chiddush gadol that if I take chametz and ask somebody else to watch it for me, the Ramban says it's not owned by Rabbi Matzah. Remember that Ramban? That's Ramban all the time. That's the chalpa. I take chametz, give it to a Jew or a guy. And put it in his hand, I'm not over by Rabbi Matzah. Because it's not Bivatechem. It's not Dubivatechem. Who was the big bar pluk to the Ramban? Who remembers? Who were the bar pluk to the Ramban? Who were the great Rishonim who disagreed with that statement of the Ramban? Who said, you are Rabbi Rabbi? Who were they? There was the Rosh and also Rabbeinu Yonah, right? Who remembers? There was the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah / Ramban. But if you remember, the Rishonim who argued with the Ramban argued for two different reasons. There was some Rishonim like Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ramban who argued because they thought the whole Mechilta was not true. The whole thing was against Gemara, the Shalakya Halacha finished. Remember that? But then there was a middle ground. What did the Rosh say? The Rosh says the Ramban's right, conceptually, but he's not correct practically. Why? How did the Rosh change things? Remember I told you guys, you got it? This is everything we learned, all the pieces of the puzzle, all the threads, everything's connecting now. Because when I ask a Shami to want something from me, he's machted to be a chelik of his house. That's my house. There's an unwritten agreement. He's doing me a toive. He's watching me. He's giving me that part of his house, part of his basement. So we have the Ramban who says having chomet in a base shomer is appointed for by Rabbi Matzah. We have a Rambam and Rabbi Yonah who say we never heard of such a p'tor. We have a Rosh who saying in theory the p'tor is right, but practically it's wrong. Mind of Kamidal Adina between Rosh's approach to anti Ramban's camp versus Rabbi Yonah and the Rambam. Give me a good enough Kamina. Gazela. There's no unwritten agreement. What the Gazlan? A nice Gazlan. I'm stealing your chomets. I'm putting it in my basement, but I'm being a really nice guy. I'm giving you a part of my basement that now it's your basement. It's a tzaddik of a gazlan. A shomer does that. A gazlan, my friend, doesn't do that. So it could be that even some of the rishonim, such as the Rosh, really disagree with the Ramban practically by shomer, they'll agree to mamaisa by gazlan. Any Rishon that accepts the Mechil to be Ikaron was just afraid to apply it to a Shomer because of the quirk of the Hakanasa Abayas. By a Gazlan, the Ramban's Mechil will be right. The only Rishon who can argue with the case of the Gazlan are only the Rishon who reject the Mechil outright, like the Rambam, the Rebbe, etc. But again, we don't have to confuse ourselves with all the other Rishon right now. We're learning Ramban. So we have a pretty solid reason to explain why the Ramban held that the Gazlan, that the Nigzal is not really over by Rabbi Matzah. Because it's not in his house. Once you say that's the underlying reason of the Ramban, then there's nothing to do with Asugya, nothing to do with Tzais. So I hope you enjoyed the Ramban. I just felt, how could I turn down the Ramban? It gave me such a choice. Get a chance to understand formulation of Gezeiras and Takondas and the plugs, and got us to see how the Ramban brought the Mechilta back to life, and got us to analyze the Ramban, whether it be Tamagaz, it's a lot of long distance. Ramban is a loaded Ramban. But Acharei Kichlas HaKol, it's probably not going to impact much of the Ketzais. Because the Ramban probably wasn't even talking the language of the Ketzais of Einu B'Shusay. So we are back to square one, everybody said back to original Shah that we left off 24, not quite 24 hours ago, but a little less, 25 hours, we're going to finish here yesterday. We left off with the same fundamental shah that we started the show with today. Namely, Einu B'Shusay B'Tam Acher, is that subject to by Matzena? So the Ketzel says, absolutely. Asana Koska B'Shusay covers all Einu B'Shusays. We thought the Ramban maybe disagreed, then we backpedaled, realized the Ramban's probably not talking about this topic, so we're still open for discussion. Hopefully that's from tomorrow. We will find the Bakhlukti of the Ketzel. Don't worry, he exists. Anyone know what his name is? Mechas Chinuch is the Bar Plukta of the Tzais. And this one, hopefully, Shem Tamo. Okay.